For this Friday, November 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Posey County Fraternal Order of Police posted on their Facebook page that last night at their monthly meeting, they had their 2025 Executive Board nomination. There were no contested races, so the Posey County FOP Executive Board is President Brandon Dyke, Vice President Isaac Fueling, Secretary Wes Kuykendall, Treasurer Dustin Seitz, Trustee Dan Montgomery, Trustee Colton Givens, Trustee Tyler Ritzert, and Sergeant-at-Arms Keith Wildeman. Today, there is an American Red Cross blood drive that is taking place at St. Peter's on the Hill in St. Phillips. It will be in the community room at 2800 St. Phillips Road from noon until 5 p.m. To set up an appointment, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That is 1-800-733-2767 or go online to redcrossblood.org. There is also another blood drive coming up on Sunday at St. Matthew's Church. That will be from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. at 421 Mulberry Street. The American Red Cross says that blood donors are in need and invite you to give the gift of life. The Posey County Sheriff's Office has sworn in two new jail commanders. On Wednesday, Sheriff Tom Latham swore in jail commander Major Ashley Crossan and assistant jail commander Lieutenant Emily Harper. Sheriff Latham read the two their oath to fulfill their commitment and dedication within their new roles. The Mount Vernon Fine Arts Academy began their fall play last night at the PAC. This year's play is The Apocalypse Project by Brian Daniel Oglesby. There are two more shows at 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow. Student tickets are $5 and adult tickets are $10. They are available at the door. For more information, you can contact the office at 838-4356. The town of Poseyville is reminding residents to update their phone numbers on recent utility bills. The notice comes after attempts made to check on higher than normal utility bills with certain customers and not being able to contact the residents with the number on file. If you know that you have had a change of number or a canceled landline, they ask that you contact the office at 812-874-2211 or send a note in with your payment with a current number. Switching to some sports news tonight in high school football, it is the regional round, and there are a few tri-state teams still in the postseason mix. In Class 5A, Castle travels to Bloomington South at 6:30. The Knights are 9-2, and Bloomington South is 7-4. In Class 4A, Wrights is on the road to take on Martinsville at 7 o'clock. The Panthers sit at 10-2, and Martinsville is 11-1. Finally, in Class 3A, Heritage Hills welcomes North Harrison for a 6:30 kickoff. The Patriots have a record of 11-1, and North Harrison is 9-3. Now, last night in high school sports, Mount Vernon girls basketball played on the road at Tell City and got beat 47-19. The Lady Wildcats are now 0-3 on the season. North Posey girls basketball plays their first game of the year tonight at Gibson Southern. The varsity game tips at 6:30. The Lady Vikings will also play tomorrow evening at Wood Memorial. Last night in local college action, Evansville women's basketball earned a 65-50 win at home over Southeast Missouri State. Freshman guard Cameron Runner scored a game-high 20 points, and sophomore forward Maggie Hartwig posted a double-double with 17 points and 20 rebounds. The Lady Aces improved to 2-1 overall. Tonight, USI women's basketball returns home to take on Indiana University Southeast at 6 o'clock. The Lady Eagles are fresh off a win at Murray State on Tuesday. They are 2-1 on the season. Looking ahead to this weekend with local college basketball, tomorrow the Evansville Purple Aces men's basketball team welcomes Radford to town at Ford Center. Tip time on Saturday is 1 o'clock. The Purple Aces sit at a 1-2 mark. USI men's basketball is coming off their first win of the season on Wednesday at Bellarmine and will close their three-game road trip at Purdue-Fort Wayne tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles have a 1-3 record. In men's college basketball this evening, 13th-ranked Purdue is home against number 2 Alabama. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Boilermakers are 3-0 on the year. In the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers return home to welcome the Miami Heat for a 6 o'clock start. The Pacers are trying to get back to 500 on the season with a victory as they sit at 5-6 overall. And finishing up with some news from the NFL, for the Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson is back in command of the offense. Coach Shane Steichen said Richardson will start at quarterback at the Jets in Week 11 on Sunday and remain the starting quarterback going forward. Joe Flacco made the last two starts for Indy. The Colts lost both games, and the Week 9 loss marked Indy's worst offensive output of the season. Flacco had 4 turnovers in the Colts' Week 10 loss to Buffalo. The Colts are 1-3 in games in which Flacco started. They're 3-3 with Richardson under center. Steichen said the attention to detail needed to be at a higher standard for Richardson, whether it meant the weight room, classroom, walkthroughs, or practice. Steichen said neither he nor the staff lost faith in Richardson or his abilities. The coach informed Flacco of his decision on Tuesday and the veteran took it in stride because he is the ultimate pro and understood the reason behind the change, Steichen said. The team then learned about the decision on Wednesday morning. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, November 15th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.